Dairy Supply.
Tension all around Israel thanks to the Gaza blockade after a deadly raid. What happened there? In the meantime, ties with Turkey are a little bit shaky. What will the U.S. do? It's rock and roll time overseas, but what about here closer to home? It's all about the oil spill and those hot temperatures. I bet some of you were baking over Memorial Day. Hope you had a chance to chill with the family. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the captain of this ship, America Tonight. Left, right, and everywhere in between, all the nooks and crannies. Everyone's invited to partake in the conversation at 800-259-5791. Let's start first with what happened so far with the oil spill. The reason I start there is because this is the conversation on the top of everyone's mind. Everywhere I go, I know I've said this now for a couple of weeks, and I thought it would kind of die down, but it hasn't died down. Of course, our satellite studio is in the great state of Texas, and the mothership is in Minnesota. A lot of people vacation in Texas and go to Mississippi and go to Louisiana. That's why Governor Jindal, you see him and he becomes unglued when he's talking about that there's no equipment and they need more help in getting people to help with the booms, etc., and that something can be done and why wasn't it done sooner. So while the race is on to close the gap with the leaking oil and what's already been spilled, some interesting things have happened. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, who was visiting the Gulf to kind of look at what's going on with the coastline and to meet with local, state, and federal prosecutors, really, because you got a couple of different states there. They're talking about the fact that they're looking into the criminal possibilities of this largest oil spill in U.S. history. And specifically, Holder says that they're going to closely examine what he called the actions of those involved in the spill. If they find evidence of illegal behavior, they're going to be forceful in their response. Okay, what do you think the chances are that there's going to be any kind of criminal prosecution to the people at BP? I'm going to say zero. Or I'll give it in the scale of 1 to 10, a 1. That's not going to happen. I mean, I think what this boiled down to was the fact that the regulations weren't in place, there wasn't a backup plan in place, and it became a nightmare. And that's exactly what's happened. So right now, after 6 weeks of failures to block the well or divert the oil, BP is using robotic machines to carve into the crippled well. And the latest thing they did was they used tools that looked like kind of picture in your mind as it was explained to me, kind of like oversized garden shears to knock away the broken riser pipe so then the engineers can position a cap over the well's opening. Even if it really, really succeeded, it would temporarily increase the flow of the massive leak by 20%. So that means 100,000 gallons more a day. And here, once again, they're not sure they're going to be able to cap a well. It's like what's been described as an out-of-control raging fire hydrant. You know, I grew up in a city, so I've seen this, where it's funny. Kids are jumping around and on a scalding hot day, but you see a fire hydrant that just goes berserk, and there's nobody that's going to cap that until the fire guys get there. It's just crazy. It is out of control. Well, of course, this is what's happening here. It is out of control. So at this point, expand the boundaries of the imagination. Anybody could come up with anything that might work, I think, at this point, to try to cap this thing off. And the whole idea is just, you know, deal with the rest, sort the rest out later, but focus on getting the thing closed off. That's the key. Admiral Mike Mullen talked about the National Guard and getting more National Guard on the spot on this oil spill.
The Secretary of Defense Gates has authorized up to, you know, several thousand more National Guard troops. And that's, they would be called up, quite frankly, by the governors of those states.
And it looks like that's a possibility, more and more. So, the National Guard, how many people are there in the National Guard? You know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. That's the guys that are serving in Afghanistan in many cases, filtering out of Iraq. And I got to think that the troop levels for the National Guard are pretty spent. Remember, there's, 1,200, maybe an extra 600 going down to the border, and now pushing more into some of these states. Man, let's just hope. Oh, that's right, we do have weak borders. I was going to say, let's hope that our borders are pretty secure, because this would be a great time to try to get into the United States. Speaking of that, there's been an illegal immigration crime spree, they say, in Washington. And what do I mean by this? It's just some statistics that I read. One woman is dead. Two others were attacked recently. And police say each crime was committed by a different illegal. And one of the assaults happened just hours before the Seattle City Council passed an ordinance boycotting Arizona over its new immigration law. So they went the opposite way of some of the other states who are supporting Arizona. Still more are threatening boycotts and all that sort of stuff. And, I mean, this happened on the heels of it. It was big news in Washington. So there are about 50,000 felony warrants that are issued in Washington state. And the U.S. Marshal's Office says between, you know, maybe 30 to 40% are believed to be illegals. Over half of the people on the Washington State Patrol's most wanted list are suspected illegal immigrants. 18, I know this is a lot of numbers, 18 of the 26 on the list are Hispanic with no place of birth that's listed. Most are wanted for vehicular homicide, and they've sat on the most wanted list for years. But yet, the city of Seattle, along with the city of Tacoma, admonished Arizona for its immigration law, while the council didn't go so far as passing any kind of a boycott. The ordinance criticizes Arizona for its stand against illegal immigration. And speaking of that, on the flip side, Obama's going to confront the governor, or meet the governor, let's say. Let's not assume. Meet the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, to talk about this controversial immigration law. What do you think is going to come out of that meeting? We're going to talk about that in just a second here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Idas Resources. June 1st, 2010, gold opened this morning at $12.2540. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.5807, $6.2903 for a half ounce, or $3.1452 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.5807, $6.2903, or $3.1452.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Out there to the people listening to us in the great state of Washington, because we do have a lot of listeners up there, in Tacoma and Seattle, check this out. The Arizona immigration law is getting pretty high marks in national polls from registered voters, even if it's unpopular in some of the more liberal circles. In the latest poll that I read, 48% of the people say that they want, this is registered voters, say that they want their states to pass legislation similar to Arizona's, while 35% say they don't. Overall, 51% approve of the law, opposed to 31% who disapprove. So this shows that there's support of this. As high as two-thirds of the respondents back the law, which Governor Jan Brewer signed in April, and it sparked massive heated debate over the direction of the immigration policy. What policy? It's been nothing but hot air out of Washington, and if anything, Arizona is just a mess. It's a mess. I've said I know three people in Arizona. I know three different families in Arizona, two of them who loved living there, one in Scottsdale, one in Phoenix, left. They decided they didn't want to be there anymore because of how bad it had gotten, how awful it was in Arizona. They decided to just pick up stakes and move. So now you've got the Prez meeting with Governor Brewer on Thursday, and what they're saying is that what happened was, The president said he wouldn't be able to meet her while she was in Washington during the week because she requested a face-to-face meeting with the press and the Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, the former Arizona governor, right? So with this tension that's going on between Arizona and the White House, this is just another snub, right? The White House then comes out and says that that's not true. We didn't snub her. There were some scheduling issues. We could not resolve them. So now suddenly the president is going to meet with the governor. And what they're also saying is that over the past 16 months, the administration has been pushing to fulfill the federal government's responsibility, this is a quote, to secure the Southwest border, and that the president looks forward to discussing those efforts and other matters of, this is a release from the White House again, matters of mutual interest with Governor Brewer. Yeah, right. Once again, they had egg on their face, they had to come back, and they had to figure out a way to squeeze her in because it started to get airplay, and they didn't, and the administration didn't want to look like they wouldn't meet with her so that they would appear as though they hadn't snubbed her. By the way, this law kicks into effect on July 29th. So far, it's not been blocked. The White House has said that they're prepared to go to court if necessary to try to block the new law, which makes it a state crime, as you know, to be in the country illegally. I got to say, round of applause again for Governor Brewer for taking all the crap that she's had to take, and she doesn't care. Yeah, we're trying to get her on America Tonight, and I think we'll be successful in that, but she, good for her for standing up for what she thinks is right for Arizona, which, like I said, a lot of people are just pulling up stakes and leaving. People who have been in the air in Arizona for a very long time. And, you know, a lot of folks retire to Arizona. It's like Florida in a different sense, and they're going to lose all those people that normally would come in because of some of the things that have happened there. Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu, how was your Memorial Day weekend?
Same as always. Work. Always working. Always trying to make an extra buck.
I got you.
Listen, first of all, before everybody in California, Washington gripes and complains, they got to remember that they're producer states. They're not consumer states. So I don't really think people in Arizona give a crap whether they want their product or not. Because they're not getting nothing from them states. They're consumer states. They don't produce very. They produce very little. They
you mean you don't? You don't like cactus juice?
Huh?
You don't like cactus juice? I'm kidding you.
No, Arizona's fine. I have no problem with Arizona.
Yeah.
I think it's great. A lot of these things. But I'm talking about like Washington and California. You
know, okay. Yeah. Okay.
They're consumer. They consume more than they produce.
Sure.
So. Yeah, they're kind of on the wayside anyway, and all they want to do is gripe and complain, so it's no big loss. But first of all, you said the new law. It's not technically a new law, okay?
Yeah, but it's a new law. It's not. You're right. It's a law that has been on the books and should have been enforced and wasn't enforced, absolutely. But they're terming it as a new law because they rewrote it as a piece of legislation. So
right. In
a sense it is, but you're right. It is a new immigration law, but it's one that's been there forever, yes.
So, our president who sits in D.C., which you know what I think of him, and I'm not going to raise too much cane because, first of all, I promised I'd watch my mouth with a new screener tonight.
That's right.
And, you know, I won't offend anybody by complaining about Obama too much. But anyway, look, the guy has been out there, he's went totally against this. He's brought up Calderon to D.C., and to speak his, not even speak, to spew his two cents. And now he's finally going to go meet with Governor Brewer. This guy sat back at D.C. and smoked him a couple cools and had him a few beers and waited to see what the political agenda was going to show. If it was going to be popular for Brewer to do this or unpopular. He's finally
right.
It's more popular. Now he's going to go speak with him. Before, he didn't want to have nothing to do with her. He thought it was going to kill his
right.
campaign.
Right.
No, it's all political. The guy's still a, this isn't a cuss word. The guy's still a jackass. That's their mascot. So he's still a jackass. I mean, either way it goes, we need reform. Sending all these troops down there, which unarmed I think is dumb, but, you know, that's my opinion. What do I know? I'm just a dumb Kentucky hillbilly, I guess.
You're not a dumb Kentucky hillbilly.
I'm not a dumb Kentucky hillbilly, but usually when you say Kentucky, people think of marijuana, moonshine, and dumb hillbillies walk around barefoot chasing their sister. You know what I mean? That's like Texas, you know. They always say it is, you know, two things coming out of Texas, steers and, you know. And
queers.
Well, yeah, exactly. They look the same way Kentucky. Toothless, wears bib overhauls, no shoes, smokes pot, drinks moonshine, chases his sister. You know how all that goes. Come on, Kate.
I know, but there's stereotypes for a reason that are wrong, but they're funny.
Right, because that's not Kentucky. That is West Virginia and Tennessee.
That's right, but I'm pumped.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you know, the toothbrush was invented in West Virginia. Anywhere else, it would have been called a teeth brush. So, thanks, Kate. See you, honey.
All right, thanks. That was good. I got to remember that. I'm writing that down. He gave me some good material, as he always does, too, in Kentucky, with his salty opinions. He's right, though. Absolutely, when we look at the situation, it's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. So much so that even I was watching Bill Maher. Does anyone know who Bill Maher is? He does a show on HBO. He used to do Politically Incorrect. It was on ABC, and then they booted him for something he said about the 9/11 attack. So then he gets a show on HBO, and the show that he's got on HBO is just like Politically Incorrect. He's got a bunch of guests that come on, sometimes liberal, with peppered in with some conservatives or whatever. But what's interesting about what he's even saying about Obama, and he's a Democrat, he was pushing for Obama to be elected, all that sort of stuff. I mean, he's saying it's ridiculous at this point that, you know, what is the deal with Obama? And more people that I know that would come from the left persuasion, let's say, are furious with what's happening with the guy that they elected. I mean, who is this guy? And the more we dive into things like Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, it's pretty simple. The law that they have now on the books was a cry for help that the SOS that Arizona was sending out forever and ever and being ignored. So when she comes to Washington, she wants to set up a meeting, but oh yeah, we can't find time for the meeting. But suddenly, oh, now it's negative. And Stu's right. Let's add this all up. Let's look at the polls. Let's look at what people say. Geez, maybe we got to figure out a way to have this meeting with her, and let's say that we were never trying to bump her out. I mean, it's crazy. It's like, I think the strategy sessions must be a joke in the White House. Stay with us.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
End of the hour, sports shorts, and a quick reminder here from ATN. We still have that giant prize giveaway, and we've got another challenge coming up, Trifecta Challenge. Third hour on Thursday, the Belmont snuck up on us because it was so close to holiday weekend. But, yep, the Belmont is right around the corner, so you just got to pick three numbers in a row. If they come in the order that you pick them, then you win our Trifecta Challenge. And you don't have to know anything about horse racing. If you do, certainly feel free, like Rick in Illinois is still looking for a few good horses. And I know there are some others out there that are doing the same thing. I'm scratching my head because I'm not sure I'm getting too much information. And you know, that's that whole thing of paralysis by analysis, and I think I have that disease when it comes to figuring out the horses. But I just wanted to remind everyone, don't forget, we have a lot of fun when we do. It's a great way to lighten the load, and we will do that this Thursday. It's our final Trifecta Challenge, because the Triple Crown would be over. There is no Triple Crown winner, but the three jewels, the three races, the Derby, the Preakness, and now the Belmont, which is held in New York. I've actually been there for a Belmont, and it was crazy. I will never do that again. the LIE, the worst traffic I've ever been in my life. I mean, if I could have turned around, I think I loved it and I'm glad I went. I think I would have turned around. So anyway, I was talking about those poll numbers too on the immigration thing. It was a Quinnipiac University poll, just so you know. And as I mentioned, 48% say they want their state to pass legislation similar to Arizona's. 35% say they don't want it, but overall 51% approve of Arizona's law, opposed to 31 who disapprove. Now, we know L.A. is one of those places because Los Angeles approved the Arizona boycott. They're saying, you know, screw you, basically. We're not going to do any business with Arizona. And to that end, I would say, well, how much business do they do with Arizona? How much business is there between the two places? And there was some heated debate, I guess. The Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 to ban new contracts with, and this is what they're saying, with Arizona-based companies and review those that could be canceled. So the county, and I didn't realize this, but the county has more than $26 million tied up in contracts with Arizona companies this year. So Los Angeles, Oakland, San Francisco, they're all passing the same measure and saying that the law goes too far, so forget it. We're just going to rule that we cannot do any business with any company that is Arizona-based. That's where it would pinch the state, but really specifically it will slam the companies depending on, you know, what it is they do and how much it is that they've got. You know, Stu mentioned that like California, you're talking about Washington and their consumer states. What is it that they produce? How much are they producing versus what they're taking in? And that kind of goes along with that. So they take things in and I guess they're just going to cut off their nose to spite themselves. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, I think that the liberal Democrats and the environmentalist extremists are partially and indirectly responsible for that tragedy in the Gulf of Mexico, because I've heard that the oil companies have been begging for years to drill in shallow waters, because that deposit of oil that they were drilling way out, it was way out in deep water, right? The oil
yes.
rig was way out in the middle of nowhere, right?
5,000 feet down, they're trying to close
okay,
the
now,
leak.
That deposit of oil could, I bet you that could have been accessed by drilling in a lot shallower waters, right? Because that deposit of oil probably runs for hundreds of miles, right? Underneath the floor of the Gulf of Mexico.
That's the thought that it does. But, you know, you have to pinpoint where the wells are, and you know that. They get the lease and they drill down. But, yes, there are many people that think that, sure, it could go all the way out from shallow all the way to deep.
Because the liberals and the left-wingers and the environmentalists have been forcing these oil companies to go way out into the middle of nowhere. And if they would have been allowed to drill closer to shore in shallow waters, then this tragedy wouldn't have happened, because this is the deepest oil leak in history, right?
In history, yes.
No oil well has ever sprung a leak this deep underneath the water, right?
No.
So if they've been allowed to, you know, that's how stupid the environmentalist extremists are. If they'd allowed them to drill in shallower waters. And I honestly don't, do you think that the White House has been taking this seriously enough? From the beginning?
For my money, not in the beginning at all, not until there was all this pressure. I think that immediately the Interior Secretary was off rafting. I've said this before, and he should have been right down at the oil spill site from the very moment it happened.
Yeah, I think he should change his name to Ken Salad Bar. Because, no, I'm serious, because he's treating like this was a leak in a container of olive oil at a salad bar.
Yes.
Somebody should tell Ken Salad Bar that this isn't an olive oil. And also, did you hear today that Al Gore is dumping his wife?
Yes, after 40 years, they said it was mutual that they're done.
Well, I guess, you know, his next book should be An Inconvenient Wife.
But I'm bumped.
Bye.
Thank you. That was good, too, by the way, Al. Let's get some applause for Al. He gave us two good ones. They weren't weak. They were pretty good. All right, Al, great effort. That was good. An Inconvenient Wife. I bet there's more jokes going around. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to throw someone in the dungeon. We actually have a couple of candidates for that. One is Ahmadinejad, but I think I've thrown him in the dungeon probably 5 times, and who cares at this point? He's a little madman from Iran who spouts ridiculous things out whenever it's convenient for him to do so, and now he's doing that once again, and this time it's Israel that's the target. For 5 seconds, he's off the U.S. back, and the reason why is because of this flotilla, crazy flotilla thing that happened, if you haven't heard, a couple of days ago. There's massive tension between Israel and Turkey, and it's probably getting worse by the moment. You've got people from both countries that have, come to Washington for a bunch of meetings on the back of what happened, the Israel Defense Forces raid on a Gaza aid bound flotilla. That's what they were doing, right? And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off his meeting with Barack Obama that was supposed to take place at the White House on Tuesday. This was a day after leading the move to condemn Israel at the United Nations Security Council. The Turkish foreign minister was expected to meet with Hillary Clinton on Tuesday evening. So it's very confusing, this kind of psychological warfare now that's going on. And there's a lot of blame game and a lot of finger pointing, and a big problem, I think, for Israel and other countries deciding what to do with what now has happened in this flotilla crisis, because it is a crisis. And Netanyahu is square in the middle of this. And Ahmadinejad, like I said, is sticking his nose right squarely in this deal as well. And you know about the Gaza Strip, and you know about the blockade that's been there for 3 years. And the ship was stopped, and ultimately, the way it looks on video, is it's like the Israelis were being attacked, but 9 activists on the aid boat, for lack of a better way to describe it, were killed. So this just gives more propaganda material for Hamas, the scoundrels who don't need any extra fuel for their fire. And they've got it now. And trust me, they're going to run with this one all the way to the bank. So there's a call for the Gaza Strip, the blockade, for Israel to lift the blockade and try to save face, I think, at the same time with this. But 124 of the activists deported from Israel did arrive in Jordan. So that was the good news, because dozens of them were detained during that Israeli raid. And they were roughed up. They said they were humiliated, but then they were deported. So 124 from 12 Muslim nations, most without diplomatic ties with Israel, crossed the bridge and boarded 5 Jordanian buses. The bridge across the Jordan River is under Israeli control, and it links, so you know, Jordan with the West Bank. And the people insist that they were humiliated, the women, the men, and the children, and that the Israelis were brutal and arrogant. And subsequently, this was nasty business. And like I said, 9 were killed. 9 were killed. And there's been a rain of condemnation that has poured over on Israel since those naval commandos halted this flotilla in international waters overnight on Monday. 9 people dead, dozens wounded. It's a nightmare. More on what Benjamin Netanyahu had to say next.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
All right, we're going to go to the dungeon, but I think we're going to scrap the dungeon for now. You know, it's that woman's prerogative to change her mind and all that. Oh, that would be me. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope the start of your week was a good one. It's a short week for a lot of people, unless you're like the rest of us and you're juggling different things. But and a lot of people are doing that. But there are people that have a, quote, normal job, and so you might have had that 4-day weekend and or 3-day weekend, and now you just have a short work week. So that's a good thing. You have to enjoy these times. Not enjoyable what happened with the flotilla thing, because it just rips open more problems with Israel. And as I was trying to say when we stepped aside, easy for me to say, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, is right in the thick of this, trying to explain. I don't even think he's trying to explain, because that's not how he rolls. He just rolls like a bull in a china shop. This is what happens, and this is what happened, and this is what we did. And Hamas is using this to the best of their ability to try to make it look like, in my opinion, you know, Israel is wrong here. And all our people were trying to do was to bring in aid, and instead we've got 9 people dead, and We have people that are wounded, and we had people that were beat up, and they're accusing Israel of committing a massacre. The UN Security Council demanded an impartial investigation. So where does it all go from here? Well, here's what Netanyahu said about this clash and what initially happened.
They deliberately attacked the first soldiers who came on the street. They were mobbed. They were clubbed. They were beaten, stabbed. There was even a report of gunfire.
Okay, and the video does, that's what it looks like. The video looks like they were provoked. Of course, that's not being talked about. And Netanyahu goes on to talk about the policy on the ships.
We want to maintain a situation where we prevent weapons and war material from coming into Gaza and allow humanitarian aid to go to the population of Gaza. They deliberately attacked the first soldiers who came on the ship. They were mobbed. They were clubbed. They were beaten, stabbed. There was even a report of gunfire.
All right, so he emphasizes that again in just a little bit of a longer way of saying that. It was worth emphasizing that. This is a very thin line that the U.S. is dancing on, and the U.S. isn't condemning the Israeli raid. It is obviously lethal. Will this break up the blockade of Gaza, and will there be more ships being able to go in, and what happens with the U.S.? What is Hillary Clinton, I guess, that would fall into her category as Secretary of State? And I think earlier in the day, and I don't think I know, I watched this, she supported the UN Security Council statement that condemns acts that cost the lives of the pro-Palestinian activists off the Gaza coast. But the U.S. didn't really say whether they held Israel or the activists, and this is the key thing, responsible for what happened, for the bloodshed, basically. Because you hear Netanyahu there saying they were clubbed, they were beaten, there was a gun, somebody was shot at. So what are they supposed to do? What do you think should have happened here? So if they were trying to provoke the Israelis into a harsh response. But, you know, this opens up the whole idea, and this is why I think this happened, is this blockade in Gaza, is it unacceptable? Is there no way to sustain this? So the UN calls for what I just told you, that credible, so-called credible investigation of the events, and we'll see what the credible investigation yields. Whether it falls on the side of Israel or falls on the side of Hamas, because it's really Hamas that we're talking about. And when you talk about the Palestinians, though, and you talk about that area of the Gaza Strip, it's the poorest of the poor, baby. I mean, it is poor. And that's why a lot of the young boys get sucked into the mindset of Al-Qaeda-esque behavior, which I think is what Hamas is all about. It might be cloaked a little bit, but there is definitely a radical arm of Hamas. Make no mistake about it. So keep your eye on this one. It strengthens them. If anything, it strengthens Hamas. So ultimately, it was a blunder from that point of view. Why give them more ammunition? And that's exactly what's happened. All right, time to switch gears completely here and talk a little sports with sports shorts. And I happen to watch this today, the French Open. Oh, I know, you're all saying, oh, she watches tennis. You're kidding me. I do. I watch sports. Watch it all across the board. I won't do the bass fishing thing because I'd rather be fishing than watching it. But most of the other stuff I definitely watch. So at the French Open, for the first time in, like, ridiculous amounts of years, like 6 years, Roger Federer is not in the semifinals of a major, which is the French in this case. He loses to Söderling, and I was stunned. I really thought this was going to go to a fifth set. It didn't. It ended in four. Here's Federer on that match.
I think it was a great run. Now I've got the quarterfinal streak going, I guess, you know. But, no, I mean, you know, it's been an amazing run. Okay, I think it sort of started here when I lost to Curtin back in 04, I guess it is. If then I could have signed for all those semis in a row, I would have done it right away. I guess most disappointed I am that I can't defend my title here, because I really felt like my tennis was good enough to come here and do it again, but that was not the case today. So it's more the disappointment in having not maybe delivered my very best performance today, but conditions and opponents didn't allow me to. And yeah, and then you move on, you know, you move on to the grass and forget a little bit.
All right, so he's talking about going on to Wimbledon. That's what the grass is. Robin Soderling, he's struck again. I mean, what can you say? He was terrific, and it was a shocker. His thoughts.
That's great. You know, I, as I said before in the interview, you know, I love to play on this court. And you know, when I arrived here two weeks ago, you know, I felt the confidence coming, and I think I played better and better for every match. And it, as you said, you know, it feels great to finally win a match against Roger.
I know right now if Stu's listening, he's like, why is she playing that dang tennis? All right, so let's move on from the French Open quickly to the Philadelphia Flyers, because I care about my Flyers. They're getting pounded by the Hawks. Two brutal losses over the weekend. First 6-5, Chicago takes it to them, then 2-1. Here's what that sounded like.
Duncan Keith on the slot, sharp, turns, fire, save is made by Linton, rebound, they score! Marian Hossa was in front of the Flyer net, doing the hard work. He was able to chip it by the fallen Linton, and the Hawks draw first blood in game number two. They lead 1-0. The Hawks in control, Buckland sends the puck to Eager over the Flyer line, right, Marshall, and scores! Ben Eager, a former Flyer, haunting his old mates with a vicious wrist shot from the right circle that beats Linton over the shoulder. And just like that, it's 2-0 Hawks!
4 seconds left. The Hawks are going to take a two-game strong lead. Even with a desperation shot. Stop by Mercy. Hawks win! Hawks win! The Chicago Blackhawks will take a two-game strong lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. They hang on and beat the Philadelphia Flyers here tonight at the United Center. 2-1.
Yeah, rough times for those Flyer fans, but Hawk fans are reveling in this because it's been a long time for Chicago since the 60s when they've been able to hoist the Stanley Cup. And how about the big man, the human highlight, the dude that I would actually go and see at any NBA facility in this country, LeBron James, is out there talking to people. What's going to happen? He's actually handicapped his field of who may land King James, and I guess the Cleveland Cavaliers still might be able to retain James. He's saying that they have the edge to re-sign him when the free agents are open up for business on July 1st. That's good news for Cav fans. Think about it. Ooh, little NBA hoop.